When your troubles become fodder for late-night talk show hosts, things are serious. A couple nights ago, Jay Leno said, "I was going to start off tonight with an Obama joke, but I don't want to get audited by the IRS. There's truth in that joke, which is why it's funny. As we know now, targeting Obama's critics is exactly what the IRS was doing. Pay attention now, because here comes a three-sentence summary of the whole IRS scandal. About a year after Obama took office, the IRS started targeting his critics for vindictive special treatment, harassing and auditing conservative groups, Christian groups, Jewish groups, pro-life groups, critics in the news media, and people who supported Mitt Romney in last year's election. When the harassment didn't sufficiently petrify the president's critics, the IRS would leak their private information to a George Soros organization like ProPublica, which would cheerfully publish the information to embarrass the critic, hoping that would shut them up. Although IRS bigwigs claim this activity was limited to a couple low-level employees in Cincinnati who went rogue, the facts show otherwise. Not only was it happening in other IRS offices, too, four of those low-level Cincinnati employees have come forward and said they were just following orders. There. Three sentences with linked documentation if you visit jpattitude.com, summarizing the whole mess. Like a lot of other conservative commentators, I'm having trouble getting excited about this crap because I've been telling people Obama is a bum for 6 years. And guess what? Liberals using the IRS to quash political opposition is nothing new. They've been doing it for almost a century. The Wall Street Journal wrote this week that Franklin Roosevelt used the IRS as personal enforcers in the 1930s. John Kennedy copied him in the 1960s. The Clintons were caught using the IRS in the 1990s. And now Obama. Notice, all those presidents are Democrats. My one quibble with the Wall Street Journal is they included Republican Richard Nixon on that list. But when Nixon gave his enemies list to the IRS, they ignored him. It's a wonder they didn't turn around and audit Nixon. Government bureaucrats are basically big government people, so they always favor Democrats and despise Republicans. Even before Roosevelt, even before the IRS was called the IRS, they were a Democrat tool. When the Republicans tried to investigate them in 1925, the tax men met Republican Senator James Cousins at the hearing room door with a tax bill for $10 million. Talk about shutting someone up. Beyond the fact that misuse of the IRS happened before with other presidents, and beyond the fact that conservatives have been screaming about Obama's IRS harassment for 3 years now, the other thing that makes this old news is the outlandishly large number of other Obama scandals. The mainstream media refuses to cover most of these stories, but this administration will go down in history as the crookedest and filthiest in history. Even the media is finally opening its eyes because, by golly, one of the scandals finally affected them. Last week we learned the Justice Department was tapping Associated Press phone lines. "Gee, that doesn't seem right," said the media with hurt feelings. No, it's not right. Welcome to the club, morons. Now that your eyes are open, take a good hard look at your president for once. In addition to misusing the IRS, tapping AP phones, treating conservatives unfairly at the EPA, and trying to hide what really happened in Benghazi, we have Beacon Power, BrightSource, Brookfield Asset Management, First Solar, Fisker Automotive, NextEra Energy, Solyndra, SunPower, Tonopah Solar Energy, and U.S. Geothermal, all failing green energy companies that have two things in common. One, they received large amounts of government money, and two, they funneled some of that money back to Obama. And there's even more of them, but we don't have time. The list of green energy companies who have scammed the government out of money during the last 4 years is like the phone book, long and boring. Moving past green energy, we have the Fast and Furious scandal in which the U.S. government sold guns to Central American drug cartels for the purpose of increasing violence in Mexico so Obama would have an excuse for gun control. Hang on, I'm just getting started. We have the new Black Panther Party scandal where Eric Holder vacated a case that was already won. The Keystone Pipeline delay, which benefits Obama's friend, Warren Buffett. The Light Squared scandal, which benefits another rich friend, George Soros. The Open Range scandal, which cost us $74 million for essentially nothing. The nasty business of the White House releasing a forged birth certificate to the public, twice. The Pigford scandal, which cost us a couple billion, and the SIGA technology scandal, wherein yet another rich Obama pal got $433 million for smallpox vaccines that nobody wants, nobody needs, and nobody knows for sure actually work. If the SIGA scandal sounds familiar, it's because I wrote about it 2 months ago. Like I said, scandals in the Obama administration are old news, at least for anybody who can read. That's today's dose of common sense.